This is Today in History, March the 13th. On this day in 1639, New College was renamed Harvard College for clergyman John Harvard. And on this day in 1781, the seventh planet of the solar system, Uranus, was discovered by Sir William Herschel. In 1865, Confederate President Jefferson Davis signed a measure allowing black slaves to enlist in the Confederate States Army with the promise they would be set free. And on this day in 1925, the Tennessee General Assembly approved a bill prohibiting the teaching of the theory of evolution. In 1928, at least 400 people died when the San Francisco Canyon in Southern California was inundated with water after the nearly two-year-old St. Francis Dam collapsed just before midnight the evening of March 12th. Also on this day in 1964, bar manager Catherine Kitty Genovese, 28, was stabbed to death near her Queens, New York home. The case gained notoriety over the supposed reluctance of Genovese's neighbors to respond to her cries for help. Also on this day in 1996, a gunman burst into an elementary school in Dunblane, Scotland, and opened fire, killing 16 children and one teacher before killing himself.
I think it'll be very difficult over the next few days. I think Monday's going to be extremely difficult when we get back up to school. I think the gymnasium is going to be unusable. I mean, Ailey is saying she doesn't want to go in the gym, and I don't think any of the teachers will want to go in there. I think they're going to have to probably bulldoze that and do something different there.
And on this day in 1965, Eric Clapton leaves the Yardbirds.
You know, when Eric came, he was like, you know, he was already sort of a professional musician. He was the real thing. I mean, I remember Eric would literally practice a two-note phrase for a day. I mean, amazing. I mean, Eric would even practice holding the guitar.
In and of itself, one man leaving one band in the middle of the 1960s might warrant little more than a historical footnote. But what makes the departure of Eric Clapton from the Yardbirds on March 13th, 1965, more significant is the long and complicated game of musical chairs it set off within the world of British blues rock. When Clapton walked out on the Yardbirds, he did more than just change the course of his own career. He also set in motion a chain of events that would see not just one, but two more guitar giants pass through the Yardbirds on their way towards significant futures of their own. And through the various groups they would later form, influence, join, and quit, these three guitar heroes, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page, would shape more than a decade's worth of rock and roll. Eric Clapton was only 18 when he joined the Yardbirds in 1963, just after the group took over for the up-and-coming Rolling Stones as the house band at London's Crawdaddy Club. Like many English musicians of his generation, Clapton was primarily interested in American blues, and he was enough of a purist about it to quit the Yardbirds when they drifted from the blues toward experimental pop with their early 1965 hit, For Your Love. Clapton recommended as his replacement his friend Jimmy Page, then an enormously successful session musician, but Page declined. That led to the Yardbirds hiring Jeff Beck, who would serve as the group's lead guitarist during its most successful and influential period. In 1966, when another of the Yardbirds' original members quit, Jimmy Page finally agreed to join the group, teaming with Beck in a twin guitar attack for a brief period before Beck was fired later that same year. Page would be the final lead guitarist for the Yardbirds, who essentially disbanded in 1968.
When guys hang out, you get three or four musicians that like one another, what they do, then they hang out, then they become a band. To start a band on the drawing board is very inhuman and doesn't work. I mean, it may work for a couple of weeks, but as a business prospect, but it can't grow. It isn't an organic or a very human way to go about it.
The world of British blues rock changed forever as Eric Clapton leaves the Yardbirds, March 13th, 1965, on this day in history.
Talking to me, that knocks me out. Now let's go.